Legend of the Angry Goddess, Chapter 1. I think Chapter 2 has been uploaded by mistake first, but please read this first. Ashesh 9. Legend has it that a Micho demon once arose on a divine boon that no male would be able to kill him, and thus he defeated and enslaved all the male gods. He became the uncrowned monarch, the unchallenged master of the heavens, hell, as well as earth. Ultimately, the male gods dragged their sorry asses up into the heights of the Himalayas and created with all their shared energies and Shakti and Tejas a composite goddess, come dominatrix, come mistress, who simply blew the demon away in glorious feministic victory. Because the demon, remember, had a boon that no male would be able to kill him, but a female was beyond the power of that boon. But during the battle, a demon called Bloodseed had emerged. It had a divine boon that wherever its demonical blood would be spilt onto the ground, more demons would spring out of Mother Earth. So the original Amazonian goddess had created a clone of herself, a dark goddess who drank up the demonical blood and prevented Bloodseed from replicating itself. But as this second goddess started drinking Bloodseed's demon blood, she was getting intoxicated with lust, fury and demoniacal greed. Dizzy with furious anger, genetically altered by drinking the blood of a magical species, her clitoris expanded, dilated and poked out of her yoni, come vagina, like a horny little penis, a lingam, a little phallus. As she drank more, it grew up to 18 inches, a huge monster pseudo-dick. And at last, when Bloodseed died, she had to suck up all the bloody intestines, heart, lungs, etc. She had become towering with demoniacal rage. I need to fuck maids. The sons of bitches have been raping women for centuries. Now I will make them pay. My clit is gonna sodomize each and every male rectum, and blood is gonna flow like a menstruating girl's vagina from rape-shaped masculine buttocks. Soon she was off on a tour of the universe, and no male was immune from her clit. Gods, demons, heavenly beings, asuras, men, tigers, elephants, anything masculine was humiliatingly stripped, spanked, bent over and publicly sodomized. Heaven, earth or hell, no place was safe from a feminazi fury. Miraculously, he spared women, never touching the females, goddesses, demonesses, human women, and if good wives begged enough, she let their hubbies off from what was surely a terrifying anal rape with just a painful smack on their macho buttocks. The terrified gods, again rubbing and clutching their painful ripped backsides, ran to the great god, the master of cosmic destruction, seated in Mahasamadhi, in the upper reaches of snowy Himalayas. O Lord of cosmic destruction, O Master of the universe, please, please, please save our backsides from anal rape. A black goddess has emerged. She has sworn to sodomize every male backside in the universe. Please save us, O Lord. He opened his eyes and smiled inscrutably. She is the creatrix of the universe, and she is angry on her sons for environmental depredations, rape and humiliations of the female sex, wars and destructions, especially the degradation of her sex. Sati, or burning of widows on their hubby's funeral pyres in India, triple talaq or instant divorce by men, and polygamy by men in Islam, burning of the rich and attractive woman in Europe at the stake as witches if they refuse to hand over their rightful property to powerful males, or refuse sexual favors to powerful males, tying the feet of girls in China to keep them from running, female infibulation or castration or circumcision of girls in Africa. I could go on and on and on, my disciples. She has every fucking valid reason to be furious with men. but now being powered by it, demoniacal blood, nothing for it, but I need to bend over and take it for the male sex myself. I have to surrender my prostate and my rectum to her divine majesty on behalf of all you male jerks. Stunned, the gods looked wide-eyed with gaping mouths as his lordship transported himself and his group right into her path, resignedly. He stood up, flipped off his tiger skin cummerbund, exposing his beautifully toned, macho, moon-like shining glutes, bulging with muscles, and started singing hymns to a goddesshood. O great being, the humble, worthless slave boy awaits that pleasure. Come, O mistress mine, and spank me and rape my lithium buds, stroke buttocks. My two petal lotus at my Muladhara chakra, my prostate gland, eagerly awaits thy divine 18-inch clitoris stroke lingam, like a virgin bride eagerly awaits the lord's lingam stroke penis on the first night in the bridal bower. Take thy worthless possessions, virgin anus, as a humble gift by the shamed, surrendered, worthless criminal male sex, as penance, as punishment, as reparations, as prayaschitta, as tribute to thy, to thee and thy glorious sex. Spank me as mercilessly as a pimp's whips a whore. Not a word will pass my useless lips. Oh, my glorious, gorgeous, gorgeous golden goddess, my sovereign, my ruler, my owner. I am like a new bride, lustily awaiting her husband, her lord, her master, his rod, his phallus, his lingam, his penis. I need to be ritually deflowered, humiliated, humbled, debased, with fear and acceptance. Thou art my owner, my sovereign, my queen. My two nityambas or buttocks are nothing but my submissive open vagina or yoni, surrendered wide open for thy red, lusty, angry clitoris. Rape my soul, take my asshole. My rectum is pleading for fulfillment. My prostate wants to be pounded, to be whipped into sweet surrender. O divine queen, rule thy worthless slave boy. O glorious mistress, my worthless sex has sinned against our superiors and betters and deserve merciless punishment. But I offer my own divine buttocks, my own divine prostate gland to thee as penance. Smack my buttocks and continuously rape my anus. Come, my mistress, O my ruler, don't fuck the entire masculine race in detailed rape. Oh, my sweet dictator, rape me. Show thy absolute rulership over this divine slave boy, thy total ownership over my spineless, cowardly, male chauvinistic power. This slave boy begs to be whipped, spanked, and annually taken in abject humiliation, in sweet surrender and brutal slavery. Teach this male pig who is his lady, his commander, his sovereign. Put your royal foot on my neck and seal your brand of ownership on my bottom cheeks with your cruel whiplashes. By this time, all the arrogant crowd of male chauvinist jerks and gods were seduced by the psychic waves of sweet mysticism, surrender and erotic humiliation and submissiveness coming off the great male god on all fours, head down in humility, ass upwards in self-abasement and abject surrender. The lesser gods shamelessly and willingly stripped themselves naked and on their knees, bare buttocks and macho rectums, freely voluntarily surrendered to the feminine, the feminist and feminazi sex in abject surrender, pulsating two-petal lotus, the macho vaginas, the male yonis, their prostate glands, their boy pussies, hoping to be, fantasizing to be, begging to be asked for submissive, misogynistic, surrendered, sweetly demure, coy, vulnerable, erotic nirvana and orgasmic bliss. First, the minor goddesses cautiously came out to fearfully look at erstwhile powerful, cruel male oppressors, male chauvinists, macho husbands, their lords and oppressors and pigs, the vulnerable begging to be whipped, spanked and sodomized with their bare buttocks and the sweet mercy, iron will and tender power of the weaker wives and goddesses. And first the goddess of heaven whipped her rotten, philandering hubby, who was to take the shapes of husbands and rape their unwilling, unwitting wives. He humbly replied, "One, thank you, mistress." Then she really lay into